Well, Mark Cass, nice and fresh back from vacation. It's good to have you here. But you came back to Milwaukee with a huge news story, and that was that Cardinal Stritch University is going to be shutting down in May.
Right.
What were the business reasons, and what's been the reaction so far?
Really, when you looked at it, it was a real surprise. Really, no one knew it was going to happen. There had no kind of rumblings, no rumors going around. It just kind of happened. And I think it really surprised people. And really what was going on here was years and years of losses. They really lost their enrollment over the years. They were up around 4,400. At the end here, they're around 1,200 or 1,300 right in there. So I think that was part of it. They just couldn't recover from the pandemic, which, of course, it hit all colleges throughout the country, but hit smaller ones the hardest because of the revenue loss. And they just really couldn't make it work. I think the most surprising thing here, Libby, was that they didn't reach out and try to start a campaign. They have a lot of well-known alumni here in town, and you would have thought, as I'm sure you get calls all the time from your college where you went asking for money. I know I get one virtually every week from mine asking for money, that they didn't try some sort of campaign. Well-known people in Milwaukee went there and have been supporters of it, but nothing. No, this is just going to close, and the impact is really going to be felt throughout the community. You're going to see these students now, all of a sudden, they're having to scramble to see where they're going to end up in fall. The other thing I've heard from people is that the students that were there were from all over the city of Milwaukee, not just from the North Shore. They were from the city. So it really offered a lot of opportunities for kids to have an education, which then would lead to a job. So this is a big loss to the city.
Have we heard of any other local universities that are saying that they will allow those credits to carry over if they enroll in their schools?
Yeah, we heard that right away. A number of schools in the area from El Verno to two other colleges are going to step up and help as they can. But all those students are going to have to figure it out. And then we haven't even talked about the employees, right? You obviously have the instructors, you have the people that work there who are going to be out of a job in May. So this is a big deal. It's one that we haven't seen in years and years, really, in the area. I mean, having a college close is a rare occurrence, which is a good thing. But on the other hand, when it does happen, it has a ripple effect throughout the thing. The other thing that would be interesting to watch, Libby, is what happens there next. That's a site in the North Shore. We all know where it is. Up the highway there, you see it on the hill north of Bayshore, and it's going to be a very hot site, I think. I think they're going to get a lot of interest from some of the people in terms of the real estate community looking at that site. Could it be a site for housing? Could it be a site for retail? Could it be a site for office? I would not be shocked if 6 months to a year from now, you see a Starbucks on that site with some high-end apartments.
Who owns that property?
These sisters do, and they actually run the college. So, we'll see what happens in terms of that. But I expect a lot of interest from a lot of individuals in town in terms of the redevelopment of that.
You mentioned that it's an order of nuns that owns it. You wonder if there's going to be a similar situation as what happened in Elm Grove with the School Sisters of Notre Dame and that property.
Right, with the housing.
Yeah.
Right, with the housing. And it ended up in an argument, remember, over what was going to happen there. And this would be a fascinating one to watch. A lot of people are focused right now on the college closing. But I think long term, the focus now becomes that site. Where do you find 30 acres right in the middle of the community open like this for a big redevelopment?
Exactly. Well, I know the Milwaukee Business Journal this week took a look at some of the top grocery store chains around the area by market share. Who's the leader, and how's that changed over the years?
Who do you think? Who would you say should be on top of this list?
Are we talking about a local one, or are we talking about a national one?
Local and national, because it actually started here. I'm sure you're not surprised that number one is Pick and Save, has kind of held the lead here. But number two was a surprise to me, and it's been that way for a couple of years, and that's Walmart. Walmart really has a large presence here in terms of a grocery store. And, we've seen those stores increase over the years with Walmart and then adding it to Targets. You see those multi-use stores. But Pick and Save is the leader and has been the solid leader for years. Shrunk a bit as more players are out there. You see Fresh Time, you see Sendix, you see Woodman's, but they still are the leader here.
All right. Well, there's big healthcare news again this week with this planned merger of one of Milwaukee's largest healthcare systems and Frederick Health with ThetaCare from Appleton.
Right.
Why are they doing this?
This is about efficiencies. This is about becoming larger because it's easier to operate. We saw it in 2022 with the closing of the Atrium Health and Advocate Aurora deal. And that's a huge deal, made them one of the largest health systems in the country. Now you have our second largest health system in Wisconsin that's merging with ThetaCare of Appleton. It's about efficiencies, I'm sure. Unfortunately, you're going to see some layoffs here because you're going to cut costs. And in the long run, they're promising to look at healthcare costs. Now, we've heard this before, and it's a question I've been asked all week. Will this reduce our healthcare costs? We haven't seen that in the past. We hope it does, because obviously healthcare costs in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin now are very high and are some of the highest in the country. But this is about efficiencies. This is about staying long-term and really competing, because healthcare organizations, as I said earlier about colleges, healthcare organizations were hit hard during the pandemic, doing those surgeries and things they were doing. They lost that revenue. But this one will be interesting to watch because of the impact it will have here locally.
Now, what about this 11-story, 130-room hotel proposed for Brady Street? It was recommended for approval.
Yep.
What can this mean to this area? area of the city?
Really an interesting one, and I really hadn't thought about this recently, but if you look at from downtown up north to Glendale, there's no hotels, right? We obviously have a lot of hotels here in the downtown, but no hotels on the east side. So here you have a new hotel in a very hectic area on Brady and Farwell. I think it's going to be great for that area. Add more energy, more activity. They're going to kind of squeeze it in on a small site. It's going to be very tall. It's going to have a rooftop and everything. So it'll be interesting to watch how they handle it. But I think there's just a lot of excitement about this because what it'll mean to the neighborhood is redevelopment of a site not very attractive right now, bringing energy and activity there that I think will help the area and offering a service that's not yet there offered. So I think that's good for the area.
And of course, it's kind of close to Fiserv Forum, which is going to really be exciting later on this afternoon when the Bucks kick off the NBA playoffs. Now, what does this mean once again for this team and also for businesses in that surrounding area?
You know, the energy and activity, you're already hearing it throughout the end of the week and Friday and over the weekend, they started to hear the buzz that's going on with that. A lot of excitement. I live in the area. Love to see the activity, walk to the games. I'll be there on Sunday afternoon and just excitement. But the thing it does, Libby, is it brings individuals in who spend money at the bars, at the restaurants, at the stores, just bringing activity throughout the area. And if they have a long run, we all remember 21. We all remember what happened in June of that year and into July when they won the championship. 60,000 throughout the area. Now, I'm not sure we'll see crowds again like that because of some things already happening in the area with the opening of the Trade Hotel and some other things. But just the energy activity it brings is great for the city. I think them having a long run is good for the city both here and both nationally and internationally because it brings a lot of attention to Milwaukee, Giannis, obviously everything he does. But if they're able to win another championship, it's big for the city and for the future. So the next few weeks are going to be very exciting. I'm hoping it's a long run. I'm hoping there's a lot of money spent from both here in Milwaukee and from other cities who come here for those games.
You're going to be there courtside today?
I don't say courtside, but I will be in the stands. I'll be looking for you. I'll be waving. I'm sure you'll have a cheese head on and a boom thing.
I'm not wearing a cheese head. I'm wearing antlers.
You're wearing antlers. All
well,
right. You are a true fan. I love that.
All right. Mark Cass, always great to have you here.
Always good to talk to you. You have a great week, Libby.